Welcome to Lizard Tracks, the story of God. Come and hear the story that leads to life and sets the captives free. Your storyteller today is Wayne Patton. My story is not just about Peter, but many of the events surrounding him in the book of Acts. Welcome to my second story in my series, Peter in Acts. The story is about that famous day we call Pentecost. It's not just an event, but a promise to the followers of Jesus who are waiting for this promise to be fulfilled. Peter, who was now leading the disciples, remembered the words of Jesus when he asked him this question. Is this the time that God is going to restore the kingdom of Israel? It is not for you to know the time or the epochs of the future that my Father has fixed in time, but you will receive power of the Holy Spirit as it comes upon you, so that you will be my witnesses both in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. Peter organized a gathering of all the followers of Jesus for a very special day, with many onlookers in attendance. The gathering was large, with men from many different nations in attendance, all of whom were Jews living in Jerusalem. Peter got up to address the crowd when there became a rush of wind that filled the whole house where they were staying. The noise was deafening. The men up front had tongues of like fire sitting on each of them, and they started speaking different languages as the Holy Spirit gave them utterance. The foreigners attending the meeting could hear and understand the different languages being spoken. These were words of their home country, Egypt, Asia, Libya, and many others, all delivering a message from the Almighty God in their own mother tongue. Others thought they were drunk, so Peter addressed the crowd. Pentecost has arrived, and the promise of the power of the Holy Spirit has descended upon Jesus' followers just as it did for Jesus, except with Jesus, it was a dove. Here, it is flames that look like tongues. Now, many of the onlookers are commenting that all these men are drunk, but Peter has something important to say about these men. Our next story will continue with Peter's address. I hope you'll return to hear my next story here at Lizard Tracks. Send me a text message at 513-440-6171. If you'd like to know how you can support this ministry, text the word support. I'm on the web at www.lizardtracks.net. This is Lizard Tracks.